Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 21st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoa frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to be on his way home after cutting short his European tour in order to address protests in the Southern African nation. Some Zimbabweans, including Japheth Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, have been arrested in connection with the protests last week over the high cost of living.
Indications are that some people have gone into hiding as armed state security agents allegedly continue beating up people at their homes while looking for looted goods. The United Nations and other organizations have condemned the crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, saying the government should exercise restraint.
At the same time, a High Court judge has ruled that the state security minister had no right to order internet providers to shut down the internet last week. Police say only three people died in the protests, while non-governmental organizations claim that at least 12 Zimbabweans were killed and up to 600 arrested by the police.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Yebo mahlabezulu siyahlangana namhlanje ngomvulo lapho sikhuluma khona ngokwenzakala elizweni leZimbabwe. Sizokuthwa ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sesukile lapha kade khona eKazakhstan lapha kume khona ukhambo lakhe lwezwekazi leAfrica leEurope sebuyela ke ekhaya kulandela ke ukuthi kunangale ke eZimbabwe kwani sokuzalele ingwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo abantu kuthiwa bayakhahlanyezwa kakhulu ngamasotsha nangamapholisa. Kubikwa ukuthi-ke kulabantu abathathu abafileyo nxa kukhulunywa ngamapholisa. Kodwa-ke abazimele bodwa bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lambili asebefile. Kuye kubuze ngokuthi kuphinde futhi ukuthi abayi-600 babotshiwe. Ye, nxa sikhangela futhi njalo kulabantu sibili abangani bachothoza okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Lokhu kugoqela ke i-United Nations, kuzobuya ke uhulumende weMelika, kuzobuya njalo lohulumende weBrithani. Kube sokubuya ke le nhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu ezinto okwenzakala eZimbabwe akuvunyelwa. Namhlanje sikhuluma nje khona manje umthethwandaba we-High Court uthe khonoku kuvimba ubulembu obe-internet lobokuxhumayo na lokwabo-Facebook labo-Twitter, i-social media xa singakutshaya ngesilungu. Uthe ujaji uthe akukho emthethweni. So ngakho kumele kuvule khona manje namhlanje. Sikhuluma nje bese sibona sibili abantu sebephosiphosela akade bekuphosela kuWhatsApp kuzobuya ke endaweni ezijeneyo. So ke khonapha ke nxalile khona lifuna usithumezela khona lisithumezele sibili lathi sizathaba kakhulu. Lingakhohlwa phela iWhatsApp number yethu u-01-202-465-0318. Ye kunjalo kwanti.
Duwe. Zvinhu zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka munyika zviri kuramba zvichingoita pidigori zvichidini zvichidini. Saka nhasi toda kuti titarise zvekare kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, kuti mauto ari kufambisa zvinhu sei uye zvekuti vanhu vari kufungei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndo nyaya toda kuti tikurukure nhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanonzi vari munzira kudzokera kuZimbabwe kuti vanogadzirisa zvinhu izvo zvinenge zvakaita manya mamire nerongo. Asi tiri kunzwazve zvakare kuti vanhu vari kusungwa vazhinji vakavanda kuti vasabatwa namapurisa kana namauto zvisanganisa munyori mukuru weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo ava vananzi vakasungirwa paairport vachibva mhiri kwamakungwa kwavakanga vashanya. Iko zvino tinonzwa kuti masecurity agents vari kuramba vachirova vanhu vachitora vanhu mudzimba vachivarova zvino zvakonzera kuti sangano reUnited Nations ritaure kuti zviri kuitika izvi hazvina kunaka uyezve richikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti deni yare kakuramba ichiita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Mapurisa vanoti kunongova nevanhu vatatu chete vakafa mukuratidzira kwakaitika svondo rapera, asi masangano akazvimiririra vanoti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi nevaviri vakafa uyezve vanhu vanosvika mazana matanhatu 600 evanhu vanonzi vakasungwa nemapurisa. Ndiyo nyaya tiri kuda kutarisa zviri kuramba zvichiitika muZimbabwe kuti tipananewo mashoko tiudzane zviri kuitika uyezve kuda kuti pamwe tingauya nenzira yokuti zvinhu zvacho zviitire vanhu nyore. Kana muchida kuti mupinde muchirongwa ichi kana mune zvimwe zvamuda kutaurawo motifonera pa 001 kana kutitumira meseji pa 001 202 619 2077 isu tichakufonerai kuti mugotaura zvamunenge muchida kutaura.
Yeah, so when President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that he was leaving Europe for Zimbabwe, he actually sent out a tweet, and it read that this tweet was sent yesterday. I quote, "In light of the economic situation, I'll be returning home after a highly productive week of bilateral trade and investment meetings. We will be aptly represented in Davos by Minister of Finance Mthuli Ncube. The first priority is to get Zimbabwe calm, stable, and working again." So he sent this tweet yesterday, and after sending the tweet, then we saw that we understand he's actually left Kazakhstan and is on his way to Zimbabwe. So okay, Zulukanda basi yezukuti uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usesukile ngokuzwa kwethu eKazakhstan selubhekise ekhaya. So kona ngale eDavos kade kumele angene umhlangano weWorld Economic Forum lapho kuhlanganwa khona phela inkokheli yomhlaba yakukhluzwa khona ezomnotho. At the same time, we saw that in the Sunday news, George Charamba, the presidential spokesperson, was actually quoted as saying, I quote, "The government will not stand by while such narrow interests play out so violently. The response so far is just a foretaste of things to come." So this is exactly a quote from the Sunday Mail. So now then, Charity Charamba also indicated in a press conference that all this that is happening was mainly exacerbated by some so-called rogue elements. And in one of the quotes, she says, before the quote, you know, she says people stole uniforms, army uniforms, and used those for other purposes. So then in the quote, she says, "Some of these uniforms worn by criminals were seized by rogue elements during the recent riots in Epworth and Chekutu. A case in point is the recent arrest of 5 armed robbers in Epworth, Harare on 14 January 2019, who were using police and military regalia to commit armed robberies after hiring vehicles from car rental companies," end quote. So this is exactly what she said. We tried to get hold of her to actually clarify some of these issues, but we couldn't. So Baba Wande, maybe you can read some of the comments, you know, that people are sending out.
It's very interesting that they should say that some people stole some uniforms and vehicles and weapons and things.
But we can't
like
dispute that. Because we cannot dispute evidence, that. Yeah.
It's just interesting that you know, they should be admitting to such a thing. You know, it would have been a very normal thing to do and say someone broke into the armory and stole some guns or, you know, vehicles or uniforms and things like that. But to wait until a situation like this arises, this sounds very, very familiar. If you remember the August 1 killings, that this thing came up as well.
that some people who were wearing uniforms but not belonging to the military.
Maybe they're taking this from what happened in Marondera, where the reports that people overran a police station and seized some tear gas canisters and seized some uniforms and all those kind of things. I'm not saying that I'm supporting that.
No, no, it's
and
very
I'm not saying,
understandable.
Yes,
it's,
and I'm not saying that I'm speaking on behalf of the police. No, what I'm saying is some of these issues that they may be talking about are, you know, related to this and that.
What,
so anyway, what are people saying?
What I find interesting is
on Facebook, what people are
the avoidance of dealing with the situation, the matter at hand, and to try to bring in other other issues. We already have a lot of people. Some are not sending comments yet. They are just saying that they are watching. Samantha Chaukura in Cape Town. Also, Sarah Mazengera also is watching from South Africa. And Mildred Kasirori from Kappa. I'm not sure if I'm not sure where that is. And this Ishmael Ndebele also. We are sending, you know, a message to say he is watching, and Angus Charuma says, and he's giving us his phone number. We are going to try to get him so that we can share his opinions. Innocent Matsina is criticizing Mrs. Charamba, saying that she's lying. Emmanuel Nyakonda, no inquiry this time. I don't know. He suspects that there is already talk about establishing an inquiry before the other one has even been really. Yes, yeah. Anyway,
I guess we've got a caller.
We'll get back to the messages.
Yes.
There are quite a few.
And interesting.
Yes.
So we've got a caller on the line. Let's hear who that caller is. Maybe someone of it.
Yeah. Makadini Par.
Yeah, Gunjan of it.
Yeah,
I see a pillar of Kulum Kulmaluan.
Kulmalu separatist one.
Yeah, Dawin, I want you to go to Wananjan.
Seri katana la bantu ana wangu tukudu wakona kuzima wakona kuzima wakona nini loma kusiyo wakuma voti kaskuwa wakuti sivoto wakuka suwe kanyeni loma kuje sabeskala kuto sabeskala wakuma sabeskile gini ndio sana kusikuna kumuma voti kuzo kufika maje lati sabeskile lakona so mangiti ya kanyeni kuti ukuze kulunga kuza banzima wakuma njeni ya nja agiti yonke haiki nja ekona la panelizwe abadala laba bekhona makuthiwa kuyalungisilize khona ekuvoteni abakwazi ukuthi bavotele utshintsho kuba nzima ukuthi baze baqondisise ukuthi kwenzakalani yini e-right abangayenza thina intsha sabe sigcwele iganga lonke leli singenawoyi yokuthi singavota sithini so noma kusenzakala into ezisiso manje sijika thina sisola nethina sivotwa singanjani singakwazi ukuthi esingakwenza yikuthi yikho ngisithi mina ukuthi kube nokubamba lelizweni yikho kunga ukuthi kube lotshintsho kodwa uma kusase so nabantu abangaphandle bakwazi khona ukuthi bavote balungise from ekuqaleni kuzaba nzima vele ukuthi utshintsho luzelibe khona ukuze kulungilizwe and masithi siyakhangela manje kusiya phambili ngodamo olukhona nje elizweni langendlela egovernment ebamba khona izinto angiboni ukuthi kuzaba lotshintsho
eduzane.
Yes,
ikakhulu ku-generation yethu le esilayo manje ukulunga kwakhona kunzima angiboni ukuthi sizafa thina salubona utshintsho sizafa sayi-enjoya i-independence le abathi khona from 1980 angeke zisike layo ngoba sigcwele iganga kunzima ukuthi uthole ukuthi umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 kilometers away from ifamily yakhe umntwana one 25 years uhlala thousand away from unkosikazi wakhe. Saba ukuthi vele into zakhona ziba nzima, labo basekhaya ukuthi bezoyihlala ekhala ngokulunge bengathi bazame ukuthi bakhuluma kuba le nto zifana nodlamelo lolu lwamapholisa lamakhotha. Kodwa masisiyakhayela bona abantu abathi bayalungisa udlamelo luba khona abasuki belungisela umuntu oyedwa, ngisho lawo amapholisa namasisana la ahlukumeza abantu basuke abalungisela nabo ngoba nabo basekunzimeni okufana nathi.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mntaweni phose lokugcina khonapho ngamafitshane bakho.
Mina into engingayitho nje ukuthi into besicela ukuthi sihambaneni njengentsha elizweni laseZimbabwe sikwazi ukuthi kungabi lo dlame. Ma i-government ina ingasikhangela ukuthi kungabi lo dlame, zonke into zilungiswe kwela dlame, kwazi ukuthi kungaba kuhle kakhulu, kungakwazi ukuthi kubanjwane ngaleyo ndlela. Sizameni ukuthi silungise ngendlela enokulunga, njalo uma kuywa intweni ezifana nabovothi sicalekele sikhulumele ukuthi lapho abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe sikhezi lami ukuthi bazalele indlela yokuthi singavota njani, mhlawumbe ni lapho kungaba khona ukuba lotshintsho elizweni ngaleyo ndlela.
Saba ngikhulu-ke mdaweni ungadinela kusasa ba.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube.
Yes, siyambonga umdaweni lapho-ke. That is Mr. Smanda. He's saying that you know, he's very sad about what is going on at home. But he wants the right to vote, because he says as long as we have people back home who don't want maybe to vote for an alternative, then that's a problem. So he says, let's have a different government and maybe things may change. So I guess we've got a caller. So take a caller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Muripo eripari nare?
Tripo.
Tukutawala nani uye murikopi?
Murukutawala na Jenny Panda, Aruku Putana Havron.
Makadi nenyo amai?
Tripo makadi.
Tibatirewo ne za munofunga nenyaya ya tina yonasi.
Nyaya
nasi. Mabanda, unjani mamu ya kulumisi ndevedi? Ngizwile sibili sungana uyakiriza sibili. So akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Akwenzakala eZimbabwe akukho kuhle, ngitho ngithela kancane. Ngoba nxathi esanti besivalela inethiwekhi, asibasithayo sizakhuluma njani lesi hlo ukuthi ndeni ziyaphila ngundeni abaphilanga sineke sibe kwazi.
Ye, sizokuthiwa-ke i-high court ite kona kokwenziwe ngurhulumente akukwemthethweni ukuthi atshele ama-service providers ukuthi bavale i-intanethi. So uthe kuvulwe ke i-intanethi, kuvulwe labo-social media, kuyakuthabisa yini khonokho?
Kuyandithabisa kakhulu ngoba sizakwanisa ukubambana leli hlobo labangane bonke.
Nxa sisikhangela sibili sijula siya phakathi siya phezulu ngodaba lolu, wena ubona ngazane kwini ongenza ukuthi kulungiswe konke okuhlupha eZimbabwe?
Indaba le ukuthi zilungise vele apho kufuna khona phezulu phezulu bona balungisise bona bodwa phezulu ngale, ngokuthi hhayi thina vele siphansi ngakhona nto singayilungisisa.
So kodwa-ke ngokuya kwesikhathi ubona ngazani kuzalunga yini, ngoba abantu kanye ngazani sibili bathunuka izilonda abanye lapha abatshaywe kwakwenzakala la kudala lokhani usakukhumbula. So-ke khonokho kuthunuka abantu izilonda. So wena ubona ngazani xa kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni?
Lokho ukuthi abantu balimele bathunga izilonda sakubona sibili, kodwa ngokuya ngokuthi i-government ethu sibili sawondayo akulanto ezenzakala ebantwini abanye bethu abalimeleyo. Bebazaphunga ukubavukela kuphelele indawo zangikhona ziphunga ukuphelela emoyeni njengenjayelo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke mama. Phosela ukugcina sibili, valelisa abantu khonapho.
Hayi, ngiyathanda ukuvalelisa abalaleli ndikhuluma lo Janet Banda osebutwana kwele Gaborone. Ngiyabonga,
sibonga kakhulu-ke Janet Banda, ungadinela kusasa. Yeah, so that is Janet Banda. She's crying out loud really about the internet shutdown, and she says, you know, if the government has decided, if the High Court has made that kind of ruling, it's good news that there are some other people who can always say something that is different from what the government does. So she's happy, but she was saying, you know, they were not able to connect with their relatives back home because of the shutdown.
Yeah, that was a very...
So I guess we've got a caller. Let's take another caller.
Yes. Muripo eripari nare?
Diripo, diripo mkoma, kadiripo mkoma.
Tiri nari chaizo, murikupiko?
Dirimu, entri mjohani zbeku umo.
Yeah, tiri kutawara nani?
Na love modondo.
Eh, makadiko vadondo.
Ah, ngo kutomurani namo tiri muno mujoni mwana wamai.
Ah, veduwe titaurirewo zvamunofunga tinzwe.
Ndachimbona hamuse kuti dai masoja namapurisa amboonawo kuti vanhu veruzhinji vasakuzama kuti tiyatogarisanawo zvinhu zvakanaka, tigari zvakanaka munyika ka. Asi ivo vari kuda kuramba vachingoshandisiwa nehurumende kubva kudhaese kuti tiwanewo mayusa, titambirewo mari dzakanaka, havasi kuzviona zvezvo zvizvo. Vanhu varida kumiramira kuti vanhu vanyatso kutambira mari dzakanaka, but ivo varitosvika vachitouraya vanhu, vachirova vanhu zvakaipa sereke. Izvo zvinotowachirumazuku hazvina kutomira zvakanaka izvozvo. Vamasoja akangozara aaekaibva kwese kwese, hasumouzika kuti zviri kufamba sechazvo chaizvo. Zvinhu zvinogwadza mani zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe izvi. Kana iri nyaya ndiri kuhwaya tisagwapa iri kuti asokubuda weyo iyi yekuti hamenewo kuti kudandenge namhanyisawo kuti zvakamira sezvatinongova zvingotagwa tagwa izvi kuti kwanzi vachamisa shaita prime minister. Hatiri zvakadaro isusu, hatitori takawina maelections zvakanaka naka. Hatiri takakwira bhazi kubhadhara bhazi kunovhotera vachamisa, takunzwazi toita zvokubatanidzwa nezanu pf zvaita se zanu pf ichingouraya vanhu kubva kudhara makore ose. So 37 years kubva 1981 tichikotongwa nezanu pf, nanhasi tichikotongwa nepasi pezanu pf. Tiri kubatwa zvakazvazvisakururama kana zvamutose. Right now maindia ringoti chivenzisa in and out home and away, tichikuva kusouth africa tichiko tanyaka nyika dzamwe dzichingobudirira kwedu nyika dzichingofa isi tichikuva kuno south africa kunoko. Sana yapera namarori so far right now. Izvozvo tikurova ma 3-4 loads debel jobek debel jobek. Tiakubudirisawo nyika yedu tichikourayiwa namaindia kunoko. Hatina kana option, toenda kupuka todizira tichakwa tichatizira. Izvozvo tiri kuzwanzi tatava kubhadhara matax kana munhu ari kusouth africa kana uri kupi. Shuwa inga wanyika nyika yakanaka weiyoyo. Inabhadhara tax yekuti naenda kusakabasa kwausadzi kwenyika shuwa zvikaita zvinhu navedu wee. Ah, vedu wee zvinhuwe zvinhu. Ngavaone vatirwire kuti tisi vanhu ava vedu wee. Ngavatirwire tisi vanhu ava tatambura isusu. Tikutambudzwa namaindia musouth africa munomu.
Madhara
achiti mhanyisa nemarulodi tisingaiti zvinhu zvikaiti zvemaru mamaindia achiti kuwadza nevalodzi panapa.
Mataura nyaya mataura vadondo 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 mataura nyaya yekwachirumanzu, chii chaitika kwachirumanzu, chii chakaitika kwachirumanzu?
Vanhu pane vanhu varikuzvikwazi kwakafa vanhu vatatu, but vanhu kune kuti vane umwe vanhoto dzavo vakatofawo kumaraindi kwedu vanga variko kubhuruwayoko kuchiwa zvakafa vanhu vatatu. Masoja ari kwakangozarazara mumakomo kuti ari kuita chii hauzivi ari kuchii. Pamagrosa pose kungosvika pona nafiyopiyo pose anongova masoja, hatizvizvizvo seziya zviya isusu. Kuti ari kana vachita zvehoni zvanyaya zvozogofamba sei. Zvinhu ngazvitaurirwa zvakanaka, zviitwa zvakanaka. Kana vatadza kutongwa ngavachisiyawo vanogona vazviitewo, tikwanisawo kudzoka kumbawo tigare nao. Takudawo musha iduwo isusu. Takatikavhota vakuti zvikudzinyira vatakavhota vachona izvozvo zvokubatsira chii? Hazvibatsirika izvozvo nai vakomana. Hakuzi rugare uku basa riri kugwadza mudhara, basa riri kugwadza namarori. Debe jobek nerori sowambana zvinogwadza vedu wei. Haiwa maindi ari kutandisa andotorera advantage kuti kana usingadi robas and then there are no work no pay kana ukaroba one day mari yatokatiwa pachina chao cha one.
Vadondo, tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu. Ndinoshuwa kuti vazhinji vateerera vanhuwa zvamataura. Ndinoimba kutizve pane vamwe vane maexperience akaita senyu. Tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Mr. Donde here is quite agitated. He says that the army of all people should teach people to get along instead of them being in the forefront of increasing violence in the country. He does not want to hear anything about a government of national unity because the elections were very, very clear as to who the people voted for. So they don't expect that they can be unified by ZANU-PF. But he's encouraging, especially the army, to be able to sit down and talk to the people for, that they are saving, rather than to use this kind of tactics.
We've got so many people that are following us, and if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Before I read the messages, I guess we've got a caller. Take the caller.
Makadini, are you part of
Yes,
I'm feeling for it. Unjan.
I'm corners in the Zambakanjan.
I'm Bichan Funkuman is over.
I'm Norman Aslang and Sean is in the very slow with chair was in Yanja, but as long as the wood bag is.
Yeah, Kalsam only Molfuna.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say thank you very much for giving me such an opportunity. My name is Vuka Vukam. I just want to give you thank you for allowing me to speak on the program. Point number one, me and you, we can appreciate and accept the fact that the situation on the ground back home is deteriorating every single day. And I think the show itself should, we should start having conversation on how can we help people on the ground, number one. And number two, how can we avoid, because we know the soldiers are killing people, they're abducting people, there is no need for them to be on the street. So we have got reports that are coming, saying people are, even women are being raped as well. You know, I spoke to a woman who was actually raped. You know, so I know. So we, if we've got an opportunity to try and help people on the ground, either to run away from the situation, or it is. I don't know what's your take. It's reached a point whereby it's either we run or we fight. One thing, we cannot fight because we don't have the weapons. As soon as we don't have the weapons, just like the soldiers. So the only option we have is to run. Most of the people, they have run into the mountains. And now, like the caller who have just come out said, they are even in the mountains. So where are the people going to run to? So we are in the horns of the dilemma. And the best thing we can do is maybe to seek for international community to intervene. You know, people can have to start screaming, the guys who are outside the country, because we are a little bit safer. I know you guys don't want to get involved in politics, but you have got people on the ground. You've got, and I think it is now the right time for each and every one of us to help out, to be on the duty of assisting the guys who are on the ground. The things that are happening on the ground right now, I don't want to talk about it because we all know what's going on that ground. So my appeal to the nation is may we come up with dialogues, may we come up with I've seen petitions going around, people signing petition, even the petition that called Emmerson Mnangagwa not to go to Davos, it was generated by the public. So there you go. Abant by Ashangana and Rusangana and Laba Debelum Shona, Umshoba, Amankaza, Amafana Batodas, you know. So Zimbabwe is united at the moment, and I applaud Zimbabwe people for the resilience and the resistance they've shown so far. And Zimbabwe will never be again. And lastly to say is, at the moment, there is factionalism between ZANU-PF. And also there is obviously the general public, which is obviously worried about the deteriorating of economy, the rise of fuel. And the civilians are caught now in between ZANU-PF fights. They are suffering.
So what is the solution? What is the solution to all this? Is running away a solution?
Look, this is what I said. We have got to be honest with you, we've got two options. There's solutions for people on the ground, and there's solutions for people outside the ground. On the outside the ground, me and you, it is our responsibility to start petitioning. Like I said, we've got petitions. We can ask for international community help. There is, if you look at a story for the, I'll give you a homework. It's called the Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands, they had exactly the same situation we find ourselves in right now. And I'm actually giving you, says I don't know you, I've never spoken to you, but I'm giving you a task. I think this, and I feel very embarrassed to give you a task. Solomon Islands, how did they acquire their freedom as citizens? I think this is the route we need to take as Zimbabweans. But what is urgent? Let's talk about what is urgent. What is really, really urgent right now on the ground? people are being picked up. If you know you're an MDC supporter, if you know that you have had, you have rubbed feathers with the government before, I think this is the time you actually run for the mountains, for the closest country. Ask for your friends or for your relatives who are outside. Go to Zambia, go to Mozambique, go to South Africa, Baleka. This message, what I'm telling you right now, will save one or two people.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that you joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So thank you so much, and have a good night. Yeah, thank you so much. You heard what the caller was saying. Mm. So now I think we've got another caller. Let's take this caller.
Muripo ere paru nare?
Omu ndiripo.
Tukuta ora nani?
Na Jafu na Shumba.
Na Shumba. Wa Shumba, murikupi. Tipe o fukwa zenyu?
Niriku South Africa, niriku batikana sikurume sikuitika. Asi, imini maikonzeni ndiye kuti. Why Britain and America is just keeping quiet on our situation and our chief fighter is also. But it's DRC, what was my election, I got to win you. It's just going immediately.
Magam.
I can do about it as a cool.
Magam, she loved the pie to a chiapa. Magam, without the America, out of Britain, eating.
Mafungira angu sababu mazira tachingweta utuwanu wari kupandukira na pandukira na nitangandi kifunga uti mkupa na unu ntinambuto uyu naya angu taura shoku wadi kutini ma election ndakari hiwa uza mkazi anu ntichikumba uti budisa shoku wadi
ndoza amnu ufunga uti singa abazira
mafungira angu kupa au tafuti yasi chingu yoya ukutunga ya kuti iwe Tunga nyaya sisa kanako na tungo wakatindike kwa puti. Sisa wakaitwa paya. Ndi umu umwe muna kato shandisa mari ya ugida kunofocha. Ndi chifunga utisunu zinga tina kira bati hei. Waka wemae suwe ya always scared kutivana. Kana utimai kana anuno kuna kumkakafa.
Ehe. Aywa. Tinonzo.
Maikondeni ya jayinde kuti. Britain na America must take action huko atini. Kwete so kukuti wano manjira kune zimwe nika. Tuo zeta so kuti atiso wano kuti iso chichiri kuitika. Uwevo, I'm worried kuti, who is the president? Una anofaba nende juhita sana anofaba nende kitima cha marasha.
Vano no kakusika?
Vano no kesa. Kugasuru wati zimwe toka.
Tinoseka kwete kuti tulikuseka zuri kuitika munyika. Tulikuseka matauriro amuri kuita ndiwo ari kutisetsa pano. Ndoda kuti munzwisise kuseka kwatiri kuita.
Kana ini handisi kusima kazi samuri kutaura zvakashata. Tiri kuuya nazve maonero angu. Shuwa, chero dei tiri chitima chamarasha.
Andi tinozvonzwa kairwa ndege yakadzura kuna Samari. Ingabiri yachitakare. Aiwa, ngati tarisirei zvichaitika mumahours akati o ari kuuya zvatanzwa kuti vagurisira rwendo rwavo pakati kuti vadzoke kumba.
Asi shoko rangu rokupedzisira. Mwari hazi wemunhu wani. Mwari anofanira kubatsira Zimbabwe. This is the time. Nekuti mwari akataura achiti kana vanhu vangu vandani zitarangu vakazvininipisa vakasiya zvakaipa zvavo ndichapodza nyika yavo uye ndichavaregerera so we are demanding him kuti zvaakataura mumagwaro matsvene ngazviitike
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu vashumba tinotenda chaizvo
murambe muchindibatawo vakomana
aiwa tichaedza chaizvo tichaedza
ndinemwe unonzi Brian unoda kutaura
Ya, ngava wye vangwe tamchidimbo.
Hello, kwazwa makadi.
Tiri pedu mukoma Brian, titaurirewo zvamunofunga.
Inini maonera mune mafungiro, tashungudzika zvikuru nenyaya iri kuitika iyi. Nhauye masoja, mapurisa ekupfurwa kwevanhu, kukuwara nekusungwa, zvakuratidza kuti kunge vanhu vari munyika isiri yavo, kunge vatorwa ivo vanhu vari munyika yavo. Masoja ndiye hondo kwaoma. Mapurisa ndiye kuchengetedza runyararo. Zvino kana takichirwa masoja manje, zvinhu zvacho zvarema.
Zvarema. Aiwa,
zvarema zvogwadza shuwa.
Aiwa,
tarisire yedu nemunyengetero ngokuti zvinhu zviite zvakanaka, tigonodzoka tisimudzire nyika yedu dzoke payanga iyi.
Chokwadi.
Aiwa.
Nudu darodazo nagawa za imba. Na kwanza kutiza. Nagaye na nimari ya nagaenda na aljibu. Kuno South Africa kende kuko. Kusiko jitingi. Aitangi jisimende haji.
Hai.
So, zirukuru waza.
Tinote nda zikuru mkoma ya Brighton. Namashu kwenyu.
Hai.
Tinoemba mazvita chaizvo tinoemba muchakwanisa henyu kupedza imba yenyu mazvita chaizvo Mr. Shumba here is saying that the United Kingdom and the United States should intervene to bring a little order like they do in other countries. He is worried that most of the time when Zimbabwe is in difficulty, these two countries seem to stand back instead of getting really involved. And he's given the example of the DRC, where all this interest is being shown after the elections. And he's saying that they should have done the same thing when Zimbabwe held its elections. And he's worried about the slow travel of the president, that he seems to be using an old Bombera kind of transport to get back home, but he's saying that he should get back home right now and take care of this situation. Mess. Yeah. So those are the views that we got from Mr. Shumba and Brighton.
Yes, so there are some people, like I indicated on Facebook. Maxwell Munyanya says, can you phone me guys right now? And then Sola Welensky or Wesley says, go to Shua Internet. So he's saying, why did the government shut down the internet? So that's a big question mark.
That's a question mark.
And then we've got Ozia Sinzua, who says, call me, please, guys. Leticia Darubinga says, I can feel this last caller. It's painful, Zeshua, but don't.
Yes.
And then, so and Maxwell still says, can you call me now? Then Tandani Mkondisi Ngobe, upalile lapho kuthi ukuchayana lokubulalana lokuvala internet osokulungiswa akusokulungisa ilizwe kumele kwenziwe ngendlela engcono. So uyakhuluma khona. I guess we've got another caller. Maybe
makadini kwa parinare
ndiripo makadini muri kutaura na mananda ku South Africa makadini mese nevari ku Zimbabwe nemewe vari kunze kwenyika
tiri nani chaizvo munoda kushandisa rurimi rupi?
Ndinokwanisa kushandisa ndimi nhatu.
Naika taura sarudzai amunoda mutipo pfungwa dzenyu.
I've been listening very carefully since the opening of the program. People were talking about the pain they are going through, and people were talking of so many things that the government did against the people. But I think I've got, I just want to talk about the way forward, which I believe possible it might restore order in the country. Ngicabanga ukuthi sikhulume into ekwenza ukuthi siya phambili. Singayenza njani ukuthi sibe abantu basekhaya, sibambane, sibone ukuthi ilizwe lingaphumelela kanjani. Iya yokuona ukuthi kuchitiko chakaitika panguva yakadarika. Zveshuwa pane zvakawandawo zvakakanganisika. Vanhu vane kodzero yekunotaridzira zvinenge zvavanenge vachinyonyocha. Mutemo unovabvumira. Chisingabvumidzwi nemutemo kuita violence. Nokuti muviolence munobuda zvakawanda, munogona kuzobuda madzi akafanana nokuti papa vanohurongwa hwekuda kukudubura hurumende. Remember, panoitika zvinhu zvakadaro, mune vamwewo vanotora machances kuda kuedza kuita zvisina chimero chakanaka munyika. So I've been thinking kuti as soon as the president come back home, it is my thinking, I'm too far away from the circles of ZANPF. Regardless that I'm a ZANPF supporter, I left ZANPF, the country 2000, and besides left the country around 2000, I never associated with any other political party other than ZANPF, where I grew up, which I joined in the early 76. Now, my point that I want to say is, I think there are many organizations need to be involved when the president comes back, so that the people will be aware that the country does not have money. What is it that the government want to do for it to make their own people to survive? I think the civil society need to be invited, the leaders of the churches, all political parties. In fact, if delegates can come as far as to 4,500 of all the leaders, that has to do with the passion of the country. Those people must sit down and come up with a solution. But for those who are saying ZANU-PF must go, I extremely disagree. They can only go after the election if ZANU-PF has also admitted that, yes, we have lost the election. But if the Electoral Commission has declared them as the winner, and then we need to be united. Baba Wande, ndoda kukubvunza mubvunzo unoti. Kumusha kwenyu kwamunobva ini, kana makuenda kunoroora, mukazoroti makunoroora kuya kukasvika mumwe munhu achitaura mashoko anotizo, kwamunoda kuroorera uku, hakuna chimiro chakanaka. Mumusha umu mune ngozi. Muchaenda here kuda kunoroora ikoko?
Pakaoma ipapo.
Pakaoma. Ndo zvimwe chete zvaitika mukati menyika medu. Comrade Mnangagwa can go as far to any country wherever he can think of getting any assistance. As long as munyika tichine vamwe vanoti, hai, musabudisa, hakuna mari inouya munyika. Recently, if not by mistake, 3 to 4 months ago, China has promised to give some billions. Up to now, that money is still locked inside their reserves. Meanwhile, bone kuti rina abantu vachi Zimbabwe siyaqhabanga nakakhulu siyazondana. Asi we are not even united. If we are united, we will win. We will come out of this mess. Recently, also, you guys of VOA, you have been going throughout the whole country. Jeremiah, if I'm not mistaken. Vachikurukura nezvenhau yokuti makampani amunawo munzvimbo dzenyu aya, kubvapa akatanga kuita, akambokuitirai chii? Maibvunza zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo, muchiti makaitirwa zvakafanana nei? Zvese izvozvo zvakanamatidzwa pana vamunangagwa. Asi munokanganwa kuti vamugabe ndo vakanga varipo. Makadi kubvunza muchiti vamugabe zvavakanga vachimbotonga panguva yavakanga varipo. Shabhani mani yakaitira chii vanhu vokwamazviwa? Bhindura yakaitira chii vanhu vokubhindura? Zvichingodaro. But today, zvinoita sokuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakaita kuti zvinhu zvese zvisafamba zvakanaka. Ngatiregerei kudaro. Ini ndinofunga kuti sevana vemuZimbabwe, hongu kurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vemauto hakupembedzi. Kuti vanhu vatize misha yavo vachinogara mumasango hakupembedzi. But kana ZANU-PF yapuwa mandate navanhu kuti inotonga, ndinofungidzira zvezvakare kuti ivo president kana vangosvika munyika, ngavashevedze vese vanachamisa, ngavagare pasi. This is where the maturity mind is needed to be applied.
Imbodzai, stay on the phone, tinokudzoka kwamuri. Imbomira ipapo, pane vamwe vari pafoni vatoda kuti tinzwe, asi rambai muri pafoni, don't go away, handitika?
Thank you.
All right. Muripo here parunare?
Kulo muntu wesintwini, lapa ecingweni. Sizwe kuti silobani mfowethu, kunjani ecingweni khonapho?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Mina ibizo lami nguLeonard Ndlovu, ngilapha eHavron eBotswana. Linjani Dube?
Siyaphila kakhulu Ndlovini, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mina.
Phose lakho Ndlovu.
Hayi, elami sibili lami ngikhala labaningi, sithi ukwenza le khaya kunganakulunganga. Kodwa-ke isikhalazo sami baba sinjengesomuntu okwakhuluma lapha ukuthi siyakhala sithi okunje sesidubeke sathini thini, senza njani ukuthi silungile?
Ilusupo lwami, this guy who is talking about kathe singasikhangela isituation esekhaya silabantu abasekhaya basezingozini zokuthi njengoba sizwa ukuthi abanye bayathaywa abanye kunjanjani. Bengilalela lapho ababekhuluma enyuzini bekhuluma ngokuthi abanye sebelahla amagrosari ade bewathethe konke konkwana kulungako, kumele sikhangele isayidi lonke. So mina into engiyibonayo ikuthi abantu nxa sikhuluma asikhangeleni situation on the ground ukuthi situation yethu yiphi. As Zimbabweans, what can we do to move forward?
Yeah, so it what can we do?
To swallow their pride and come down to reality.
That's right, Lovini.
But ordinary people, abantu abaphuwa.
Obuya kuhle Lovini.
Forget about their political orientations. Ukuthi mina ngwe party le, mina ngwe party le lokhu njanjani. Izinto ezazisithatha isikhathi eside. Thina abanye sebahlala edubeni lobo for since 1980. Engxenye abanye kutsha kubo.
Pho kwenzweni, kwenzweni Ndlovu.
Nga kule situation enje.
Kwenzweni Ndlovu.
It's very obvious.
Kwenzweni
Ndlovu. Into emele ukuthi yenziwe njengoba undodalwane ekhulumile ukuthi kulabantu abasezingozini kathesi ezokurechwa, ezokuchaywa, ezokubulawa and so forth. Kumele ukuthi situation nxa isinjalo, nxa kuyikuthi thina we are not in a position to take up those arms and liberate ourselves like ama liberation movement have done. Let's accept that we took ama positive measures ukuthi how do we save our people on the ground.
Ngicela ubambe umlomo Ndlovu. What Mr. Ndlovu is saying, what he's saying there, you know, he's saying people have to liberate themselves. So let me introduce a certain character here, a person who actually advocated for non-violence, and that is Martin Luther King. We know that today in America is the Martin Luther King holiday. So what he wanted was a situation where people will actually advocate for issues without having guns, right? Without having guns, but fight against a certain system. So he says he actually experienced racism at the age of 6 because he couldn't play with a white kid. So he said, you know what? That's when I realized that there was a problem. So who was this Martin Luther King? This man actually embodied the U.S. civil rights movement and was assassinated more than 50 years ago on April 4, 1968. So he was actually a man that was fighting against racism and discrimination. So Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the son of Martin Luther King Sr., a prominent local preacher and civil rights leader. So his mother was Albertina King. So the reason why I'm bringing this in is that today it is his holiday. And maybe Zimbabweans can take a leaf out of him to do something without having these guns and other issues. So Baba Ndlovu, kono ke athe mbuya la ukuthi uMartin Luther King wemzwa esithi hayi phela kumele nxa sisilwa singasebenzisi izikhali. Wena ngizwe sibambe izikhali lapha ungazani izikhali kuyabe kuchisa amateki phela lapho. So qedisa ke ingxoxo yakho Baba Ndlovu.
Ingxoxo yami nansi ngiyokuthi siyazi ukuthi silabadala abanye abake basikhokhela abanjengabo Nelson Mandela, abanjengabo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo eZimbabwe. Siyabazi sonke they had wisdom yokuthi sometimes they try to negotiate their freedom. But if the other party does not reciprocate, this is why I'm talking about people who can actually put down their ego, their personality. Izinto zabo zonke bakhumbula abantu abahluphekayo abangelalutho. Those are the biggest victims at the moment. Mina I don't want to talk thinking about abantu abase tawuni, abantu abanye abadlale ukuthi waza avuke ukuthi yes ifuna ama right ethu. Kulabantu abaku die situation as I'm talking right now. They are in a very, very bad situation. Let's think about those people first. Right, if we don't wish to have any kind of violence, it means that we are not going to assist our systems as our violent. Ngikhuluma so ngakuthatha ngubisele emuva ukuthi right eZimbabwe laphana sibe lama elections. Ama elections angikhona sonke siwenza, we committed ourselves to ama elections. I was really praying that after the former president Robert Mugabe, Zimbabweans are going to have a sense of having a peaceful and prosperous country. But right now we have gone back into the violent issues of partisanship.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, like I've mentioned, I've called in this studio. There's a new ism which have cropped up and iyenze ilizwe libe kuma extremes. Abantu babe divided along the isms, which is now a new ism, a partisanism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People, irregardless of whatever, even if a person in ZANU-PF speaks a fact, as long as another person is an MTC, does not accept. As long as a person is ZANU-PF, an MTC person speaks a fact, the other one does not accept. When we have got such polarization, we now have got a dangerous element within the country. Right now,
the
biggest problem is that we don't have the meekly people to play a role, to form a government which is not partisan, which is Zimbabwean, which all Zimbabweans are going to own.
And
that's what we need at the present moment. But see, the problem with Obama parties, they won't accept that. There's no one who is able to swallow their pride and come down and say, no, bonke bayabe sithi siphiwe imandate yokuthi sibuse. You get the point.
Siyabonga Ndlovu, sibili hayi sibona ngazani ujaye sibili esikhonkosini. Ungadinelwa kusasa baba Ndlovu.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So, and then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu actually sent a message while these two gentlemen were talking. She was saying kudos to the last two speakers.
Mm.
That is Miranda and Ndlovu. So then she adds by saying Dube including without akumelanga kube le looting, the destruction of property. So I think this is should be part of this discussion. Asisoleni ukuchisa amatire and looting. So she says people must condemn looting and condemn, you know, burning tires and closing roads and, you know, those kind of things.
Mm.
So anyway, let's go back to our guy that we actually put on hold.
Mr. Shumba, she answers out
there. Miranda, I think.
Muchiripo ere parinare?
Ngiripo?
Yeah. Manzo satorwa na vava vaparu nare iko shunezi. Pane zvamungada kutaura here zvamungada kutsinira kana kuti zvamusingawirirani nazvo?
Yeah, I would want to add by saying nothing is difficult as long as Zimbabweans are united. We are not a violent nation traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, here and there, We once have got a violence of tribes in the early 80s, but our leaders came together and forged to a unity accord 22 December 1987, and they come back together and they realize that what we are doing, I think we are hitting each other here for unnecessary. My only call is Zimbabweans, non-academic and academic, I think let's stop demonizing our country. We are so hating to an extent of listen to our political analysts whenever they are analyzing the situation and the leadership. It's about condemning everything. Yes, we need to condemn the bad and the applaud for those who are doing the right thing. And I'm saying, without unity, we are nowhere to go. That's why I said, I am a ZANU-PF supporter and I was born there in ZANU-PF. I joined ZANU-PF in 1976. So, and I'm saying to you, the only way and the only route for us to come out of this mess, Comrade E.D. is taking the country, took the country in November last year. We can't expect miracles if he does not have subordinates that support him. Whoever might think of getting on his position today, whether it's from ZANU-PF, as long as this unity is not there, I don't think so. We are going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The only way for us to come out of this mess that has been affecting the country from the early 90s until today.
Just one question, Mr. Mananda. Mr. Mananda, one question. It seems as if, you know, people are being brutalized almost the same way as ZAPU fell into the hands of ZANU-PF in the 1980s. And from your own experience, is this the exact thing that is happening? And what will happen thereafter. Do you see any unity government coming out of this kind of violence?
I've already said people have got the right to protest against the government in peaceful. But if a violence erupts, the government has to take measures to protect the properties, both public and the private. And above all, during that course, there are those who are doing the wrong things, such as Layava Nodarikiza Mwero. The only way right now, if the president arrives in the country, is to invite all the societies that I've mentioned, the doctors' association, the teachers' association, the labor, the civil society. I'm talking of leaders. I'm not talking of everybody. I'm talking of leaders, the human rights organization. Let's sit together. Let's have a heart of building our country. And then we support our president. Give him a mandate of 5 years. Then we can condemn him after 5 years. We gave you the mandate, but you did not do anything.
Thank you so much.
We gave you the support, you didn't do nothing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda.
That's my thinking.
Thank you so much. Just a little bit. We've got stay on the line for a few minutes. We've got a caller on the line. Baba Wandi, I think maybe that's a Shona speaking.
Magadini Parnarap.
Tinani Magadini.
Tinani Murikupi.
Ndim Kuma Mike.
Kwarusape. Tina Magusar Muchitimbu. Tipe of Fungbat Zenunia Rimdariroi.
Zaranaka, you didn't want us to go to Ramnanga, Pachawi and Kuamia, Kakauya. Hapana chinhu chavanotibatsira nacho because munhu wacho agatingori naye achingokoniwa saizvozvo. Government yavo yavari kutungamirira iyi haichafe yakatungamirira zvakanaka because ine zvinhu zvakawanda zvaisingakwanisi kuita miti. Ini ndiudze kuti ndiripi nyika under the sun yakanzi iri paamasanction kunyanya nyanya dzedu dzemadevelopment dzinodzikandii inozosumuka kusvika yanaka. Ichishingirirwa iwo vachipemha kubva pavakapemha hapana kana kuwanda nechetinyakazara saka vanoda kuzosia zvowana musiwani zvowanozviwana kuti vanhu vati plus ikonomi yavo yakangobvira dziredziri yakangoshata saizvozvo inovavabudi vamanhanda here varotaurawo vane hopu here nemunhu wavo iyeyi kuti achasimudzira zimbabwe ikasurvive under sanctions ichikwanisa kuzosangana ne-1233 zvinhu zvakanaka ende nyika iyoyo iyo inoti minister of transport aripo minister of energy aripo iye president anonoti ishinga kuannounza mitengo yedhiziri kureva kuti munhu akatobuza asingakwanisi kuita assign maduties kuvanhu vanenge vainavo haatoti hatovimbi navo kuve vakavaendesi varume vavo kuti vazoannounza zvinhu zvakashata kudaro. Yes, part of what Zimbabwe is open for business is it could just bring around the world. In the end, says in the Tabat Shiva Hapana, was I in a soon when the president was in a Zakat, but come home, Hapana and Marco Rayana. Shinjar Gurayana is just to keep him in power.
I want to attend as Kuru Nemashoko Enu. He's saying that there is no hope.
There's no hope.
Yeah, and even if the president returns, there's nothing he can do.
But he should call some. Mananda said there should be need for some kind of dialogue.
Yes,
and
yes.
Maybe people can say one or two things and then repair Zimbabwe, right? So I think normally we don't have any extra time here. It's not like soccer, but we have to thank our guests. In fact, they were our callers this evening. And we have to thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Remember that we are always live streaming our shows on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also on Twitter, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, and this is Tarono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, take care and good night.
Thank you.